The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is November 1st, 2014, and we are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we're the best. And our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And here's something that I want to get out to everybody today because I am the lone ranger, so to speak. It's just you and I today again. We are the stewards of strength. And by this, I mean we are the ones that need to carry this strength into the next stratosphere, so to say. We are the ones at the gate. We are the gatekeepers. We are the ones that want to grow physical culture to where they're, like Brooks said today, there's a gym on every corner. Grow your mind. Learn how to eat. Learn how to live. That is what we are. We are stewards of strength. But today I'm going to talk about taking chances, which is something that we talk about quite a bit in physical culture, obviously. If you've listened to any of the shows with Brooks Kubik, Steve Helmicki, Roger LaPointe, every show has something that's going to resonate in it. And one of the things that we try to talk about is not only taking chances, but learning the mental end of everything you do. Becoming inspired to where no matter what anybody says or does, it's like you have a wall around that head of yours. You function no matter what. It doesn't matter. You have a clear purpose. You have a clear path. And you know where you're going. Now, that could take you years to do what you want to do. But when you got that compass pointed right, you're going to keep marching on to that goal. And I want to read you something real quick. This is from one of my heroes, Doug Hepburn. And this guy was pure might and muscle. And if you know anything about Doug, he was born with a club foot. And he was, I believe, the only lifter to beat Paul Anderson in a contest. He power lifter, Olympic lifter, big Canadian. But this is what he was talking about, which I thought is real pertinent today's show. The desire to make a lift should be almost similar to facing death and running into a machine gun. That's a quote exactly from his mouth. I couldn't agree more. Taking a chance on yourself is greater than anything you could ever do. Because when it comes down to it, it's you. You have to make the decisions. You have to have the desire. You have to have the dedication. And you have to be inspired to be able to go after something. Think about something you want to do right now. Right now, think about it. Have you been putting it off? Has somebody helped you out and you haven't even executed it yet, let alone speak to the person? These are things that you need to address. Because the more you keep shifting stuff off from yourself, you're going to see yourself going the opposite direction. And by that, you're going to be going backwards. And life does not live backwards. You only go forward. If you're no longer going forward, chances are you're dead. And we don't want anybody to be in that capacity who's listening to this show. So think about what I just said. What do you want to take a chance on? I'll give this the example I've been giving since the show's been on for the last 18 weeks. I've got to get to Iceland this year, 2015. I haven't been there since 11, and I still haven't got around that goat pen, 50 meters with 418 pounds. This has been hanging on me now for 4 years. You know, with circumstances and with starting the business, we just haven't been able to get there. But I have trained this at some point every year, And now I'm going to take another chance on myself. And next weekend, which will be a week from Sunday, I will be executing it fully, meaning I'm going to start walking the stone for distance. I'm going to be pulling it from all different areas, whether it's in the power rack or outside. I might be walking it 20 feet to a barrel, loading the top again, walking another 25, 30 feet, coming back, could come back stripped and come back all the way. There's all kinds of ways to train this thing to get in shape super fast. My body's had 6 years of this pounding, but it's pounding that I like. It's pounding that I put upon myself. I don't sit there and say, well, I don't know if I'm going to do it today because my forearms hurt. I got news for you. Your forearms will feel like somebody took a razor blade and put it right through it to the bone. These things don't feel good at first because you're taking hard, cold steel. Now, I live in upstate New York. It's about 30 degrees out and pouring out all day. You go out and you train no matter what. You go out and you bust your ass no matter what, because the harder you work, the better you're going to get. Strength doesn't come from being lighthearted. Strength comes from having fire in your belly. Big fire. You know, like rubbing your hands together, how hot they get. You got to generate heat. Lots of heat, mentally and physically. So when I'm out there and that thing is digging into my forearms or it's pressing so hard on my chest that you can barely breathe, and when you're coming down 60 feet with 380 pounds, you better be moving that thing fast and you better be real strong, because that's not something that's going to be very forgiving. It's unforgiving and it will hurt you. And that's what I like. I want something to try to hurt me as hard as it can, because it's just like getting it dished in and you dish it back. You can't dish it back. You might as well go home and suck your thumb. It's all done, man. And the last thing I'll ever do is concede to anything like that. If it came to a point where, like, I got injured and ate, well, you have to stop. I don't feel like losing my arm, basically. But other than that, you're going to have to absorb bumps and scrapes and cuts. And even in the heat with that thing, you stick that out on a 90-degree day in the heat, in the hot sun, it smells like your flesh is on fire when you grab that thing. And you know what? And it hurts. But you know what? It's just another thing mentally to deal with, to prepare for. And this is what it's all about. You know, I, like everybody out there listening to this, I got lots of dreams. I've got places I want to go. I want to go to Scotland for the Inver and the Dinny Stones. There's a few things over in Russia I might possibly contend with. But being that I've never been to either of those places, I can tell you Iceland is, it's magnificent. It's absolutely magnificent. And it could be a place that maybe I could see myself going the rest of my life. It touched me that much. If you're a lifter and you're very primal and you're very mental about things, this is the place that you've got to go see before you leave the earth. Because I'm telling you right now, it's a lifter's dream. Anybody, I don't care if you're a guy or girl, if you get an opportunity to go to Iceland and go to Húsafell, it feels like you won the lottery. If you're that dedicated to what we're talking about, physical culture, taking yourself and pushing yourself, driving yourself. And this stuff makes you a better person all the way around. Lifters are not only strong of will, strong of character, strong of mind, but they're some of the most kind and gentle people I've ever met in my life. And when you're that interconnected with your body, you can't be any other way, because we don't run on just the body. We run on you mentally. We run on you spiritually. And spiritually, I mean, you can call it whatever you want, but there is an inner voice in you that does connect with you. Because how many times have you could possibly run into danger when the body's signaling you? It's letting you know something isn't right here. And that's the beauty of the weightlifting connection. Taking a chance. Going after your dreams. Not letting anything get in your way. And there's always going to be roadblocks, stumbling, everything. But as I said in the last podcast, we don't go around them. We go through them. punch him right in the face, bloody nose, it doesn't matter. That's what it's about. Contend with that. Contend with yourself. Don't contend with what's around you. That's where you end up getting lost in the mix. That's why when you see people say, well, I tried that, but I couldn't do it because of what? That's what you got to ask yourself. Because of what? Were you letting others decide your fate, deciding what you wanted to do, right? Or how many times have you been told by people, oh, I'm going to do it, you know, you're helping me out and this and that, and you know what? They never even pull up. They never even pull up and show up. And if they show up, they're not even there. You're never going to get anywhere like that. I'm taking multiple chances with lots of things in my life right now. I couldn't be more fired up in my life. This is the best thing I've ever done. I wish I did this 10 years ago. I really do. Maybe I wasn't ready for it, but damn, man, I am now. And it's like that 10 years prior to today, it's just sitting there. It's like a big volume of strength and power and will. The will. That's why it's all going. This is why this is all started again. This is why success is following me. This is why I'm meeting the people that I need to get to the next step. Surround yourself with winners. You don't need people that are sitting there crying and pissing and moaning all day around you. You're going to at some point have to make a choice. If I want to get to the next level, I can't be dragging anchors around with me all over the place. And it sounds heartless, but it's not, because this is the way things work in life. If you're going to sit around with people that really have no aspirations, and they'll sit there and just pretty much, you know, get on anybody that wants to do anything, take a chance, take a risk, you need to get away from them, because you're going to become just like them if you aren't already. And you know what? Regret's a terrible thing to die with. And there's one thing I'm never going to do is die with regret. I wouldn't go back to what I was doing if you put a shotgun to my head. The money was great, but it was no good. It was no good for me mentally or physically. I didn't belong there. I didn't, and it wasn't that they were bad people. Some of them were. They were no good, man. They'd stab you for a quarter. But that doesn't matter. See, you made the change, or the change was made for you. You never walk back into the same thing again. I don't care if it's the money or not. It's too damn painful. You don't want to do it. Be like Doug, like Hepburn says, man. Run right into the machine fire, the machine gun fire. I'd rather do that than getting kicked perpetually in the balls every day and telling me I suck. This is why you see people when they're 40 years old, they can't even move off a couch. And then you got to hear, oh, it's old age. It's not old age. It's laziness. It's giving up. Find your will. What does somebody do? Chop your balls off? You need to get on with it. So, taking chances, I think, is the best way to achieve anything you want in life. You have to have patience. You have to have persistence. But at the end, isn't getting that goal, filling that goal, filling that dream, saying, I can do it. I did it. Do you realize? I did it. I don't care if it's putting 50 pounds on your squat in 6 months. The idea is you did it. You decided, I am going to have this goal. I am going to meet this goal, and I'm going to eat right. I'm going to sleep right. I'm going to live right. But you can do all those things. If you don't have the mental right, you're not going to be anywhere. Taking chances, you have to have the mental right. So, I'm going to leave you with this. Think about something you want to take a chance on. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's not weightlifting. Maybe it's a different job. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe some girl you've been liking for the last 6 months, you ask out finally. You have the balls to take a chance, because people can see winners like that. People like to be around people that are confident and they know that they can get the job done. So, being that we're all stewards of strength here, I'll leave you with this. Take a chance on yourself. It just might be the best thing you ever did. Go after it. and don't be afraid of it, because in the end, maybe you'll be on this show with me. Maybe you'll tell me you listen to this podcast and you went out and did what you did. And if you do, and you do it, and it's something big, you know you can contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We'll have you on a podcast. I'd love to have somebody on that wants to really go after something, and after they hear this, it makes a difference in their life. So we're going to finish this up today, and I want to tell you that we are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York. That's www.fiorellobarbellco.com. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. We are on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. We are on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell. We are motivationandmuscle.com. That's motivationandmuscle.com. FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Brand new websites. Beautiful work done by Eric Grelou. I thank Eric for that, and we're still working a few kinks out of everything, and we're working on a lot of other stuff right now. And that's probably pretty much it. I hope these short ones will help everybody out. I really like doing these. It's great to do it with a guest on, but I've got plenty of stuff that I've got to say, and I want to pass it along. And I'm even going to be doing some routines and things of that nature coming up in the next few podcasts. So stay tuned, and remember this: take a chance on yourself and be a steward of strength. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.